there are three reasons that people say, two people say, one is the truth. Again, the Avodram says to a servant Tavis would fall out on Shabbos, you'd feast on Shabbos, unlike Tisha B'Av. What's so special for a servant Tavis that you would feast on Shabbos? Who has a pshat? Yes, he said, Be'etzim, a posik, the book is coming why. You would fast on Shabbos. I'll tell you what the beautiful Lombardship pshat, and I'll tell you the truth. Again, my servant Tavis, they made it fast on Friday. It's only fast on Friday, which we'll talk about later. But if it's fall on Shabbos, it's fast on Shabbos. So I'll tell you the reason. What the world says, Lomdim Shabbos, Bill Lomdim. What are the other Tanaisim, what do you fast about? What happened on Tisha B'Av? No. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, right? What happened on Shavuos of the Tammuz? The wall was breached, right? Also destroyed. The wall surrounding Yerushalayim was breached. What happened to Servant Tavis? Who knows?
Besiege.
Oh. So now, the din is, the Chazal say, every generation has to experience the Churban. Right. Because of our Averis, it's not being rebuilt. So you have to visualize that the Tisha B'Av, Beis HaMikdash is carved right in front of you. Shavuos B'Tammuz. Now, the Mishnah says in Tainus that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos unless the city is being besieged. So you fast. You don't fast for the past, listen carefully. You fast for the future, that the siege should terminate. Hear that? You should chase them away. It's for the future. Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are the past, and Tanis Esther. But since we visualize the whole experience of Tanaisim like it's happening now, the only one which would happen now, you would fast on Shabbos, is a siege. You got it? Well, it's on the future. Tisha B'Av is really goodbye. Happened already. Yeah. So the canvas is on the future, that we should remain victorious.
Why is Tisha B'Av not also on the base of Mikdash?
Therefore, that's why you would fast on Shabbos. Because you imagine right now, you're being besieged by the Goyim. Also, a lot of fast on Shabbos if there's a Magefa, you know that? Because it's for the future. Magefa should cease. Menah Magefa menach losecho. That's why it's for the fast on Shabbos.
Why?
Why?
Why? Be on the future?
Because it's for the... Don't you see the siege? What? You see it being besieged by the Goyim. If fast on Shabbos, they should disappear. Correct. So that's why today is a siege. Not for the only one of the Tanaisim that's for the future is a servant Tavis. All the other ones are on past episodes. The Chorb Mes HaMikdash happened. And you don't fast for past on Shabbos. for the future, you could feel Magefa, not a Magefa that was, Magefa which is present. That's why you would fast on Shabbos. That is a very nice pshat. There's even a better pshat. All the other Tanaisim, when they're nidcha, listen carefully, what are they nidcha to? For example, let's take Tisha B'Av.
Sunday.
What day do you fast instead of Shabbos?
Sunday.
Sunday. What's the date of Sunday?
Yod.
Yod. Oh. Yod really is a part of the tragedy. So it makes sense. The Tashlumen makes sense. Most of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Yod. You know that? It started the eve of Tess. So you hear this, beautiful. So you doicha the fast of Tisha B'Av, the Sunday Yud B'Av, Asir B'Av, Asir B'Av.
Let's see.
Let me finish. Next case. Let's say Tana Sesta, right? You push it backwards to where?
Thursday.
What day is Thursday? Yud Beis Adar. Oh, the whole Adar is shaykh to the Nesapurim. The whole Adar. As a matter of fact, if he goes on a boat, he reads the whole Adar. Makes sense. The Dichoy. Shavuot B'Tammuz. But he pushes to Sunday. What day is Sunday? What day is Sunday? Shavuot B'Tammuz. What day is Sunday?
Yirches.
It's Ben Amtsarim. Right, Ben Amtsarim. So the fast makes sense. But to push it off. It makes sense. Some Gedalia actually is out of state anyway. They killed him on Rosh Hashanah. So anyway, all the days are supposed to be tshuva make the same sense. A Sarah Batavis, you push it to Sunday. What day is Sunday?
Yeralef.
What's Yeralef Teves? It's nonsensical. Right? The fast in Yeralef Teves makes no sense. So what? You can't push it off.
Why don't we move it up? Why don't we move it up? Because Ches Tassanyot or Al Shayach.
What did you say?
Why don't we move it up? Instead of pushing it off, we should move it earlier. Ches Tassanyot or Al Shayach to the Tainas.
Tisha B'Teves.
Yeah,
Tisha B'Teves. What Tisha B'Teves? Besides my grandson's birthday. What Tisha B'Teves?
As we mentioned in the Slichos.
The tainus you push off has to be to a date, which makes sense.
In the Slichos we mentioned that both Ches Tes and Yod are Shayach.
What did you say?
In the Slichos we mentioned that there was something that happened on the Ches and on Tes.
Tisha B'Teves?
Yeah.
What happened to Tisha B'Teves? First, you never put. You make a mistake. You never push it in front. Only because Peronius, you're not allowed to push earlier. Tanisesta is not Peronius. You're not allowed to make it Peronius earlier. And that's the answer. When you push it off, it has to make some sense. Asiri B'Av. Asiri B'Av is the main tragedy. Asiri B'Av. So you push Asiri B'Av. Or Ben Amtsarim. Okay, that's a good answer. Okay, I want to tell you about the fast today. All right. What time is the fast over today? What time? What time is the fast over today? What time is that about? Let me see, Mishnah Berurah. What time is the fast over today? Yeah. Resh Mem Tes. The Sugya in Erevin, that Mem Aleph. And I'll tell you some stuff over here. Resh Mem Tes. Sif Kali. He says, Im Kivu Olo Tainis, Erev Shabbos, the guy Mechabu Tonis, Tzorach Lissanos, Ad Tzesak Echovim. That's the fast of Tzitzke Chavim. Okay? That's Machabas. We are Sephardi, go home. We are Shoimrim, Ramah, Deloy Yashlim, Elamiyad, She Yoitzim, Yibes HaKnesses, Yoichal. You hear that? Yoichal. As soon as he leaves Shul, when he left Shul, Friday night, he davened Kabbalah Shabbos, he's allowed to eat. It's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Correct? A servant Tavis, Chal Erev Shabbos, Mr. Brewer said that he's standing rock at Shiyesh Mr. Knesset, the Oz Kvar, Kibu Shabbos Bitzfilo. So Mr. Spall, me plug him in, you have to plug him in. You got it? So right, so at Kabbalah Shabbos, you go eat. I, the more says, you have to be mashlim. You have to be mashlim. What's the lumbus over here? The more says, you have to be mashlim. You know what's the answer? You have to be mashlim. Right, how come there's a matzah over here? The remorse says, l'maisa, be mashlim. So it says, Rochi Nohu. We'll get back in a second. Anyway, so Pshat is like this. That's mashlim. I'll give you an example. If a guy doesn't fare well, so some people, they fast till Chatzos. You know what I'm talking about? You hear that? The guy doesn't fare well? Regular Tunis doesn't fare well. He fasts, he davens mincha. Did he say Aneinu? You say Aneinu or not? Regular Tunis doesn't fare well. He davens mincha early. And goes to eat. Did he say Aneinu? So yeah. Mr. Brewer says, you say Aneinu, but don't say Tani Seinu. So you have a Tani Hazer. Don't say Tani Seinu. And Mr. Shimi, you get married. Right. Get married. They're very, in England, they have weddings on Sunday. Yeah, they do. Right? What time is a wedding on Sunday? About what time usually? Huh?
4 o'clock.
Four o'clock. In the summer, let's say the summertime, 4 o'clock is fasting. When does he eat? The chassan, what? 8 o'clock, 9 or 4 o'clock? When does the chassan eat? He eats by the chuppah, he takes the wine by the chuppah, right? In the yichid room, they share a bowl of chicken soup, right? They share a bowl, England maybe not. Yeah, they share a bowl of chicken soup, right? 4 o'clock. He daven mincha by the Kabbalah's Panim, 12:30. Did he say Aneinu? Yeah. Did he say Aneinu or not? Regal Aneinu.
What?
Josh. Right. Got a good shidduch for you? Right. How much? Correct? Correct. What does your father do, Josh? Has a business?
An accountant.
Oh. So the other side... So the marriage is in Borough Party called a merger. Right? So then by Mincha. By Mincha. Avram Schwartz, you got married. What when did you get married in the afternoon? Who got married in the afternoon? You got married in the afternoon? The brother.
Yeah, right before Shkia.
Who?
Right before Shkia.
Gali. You never had a wedding in the afternoon? Chassan, 12:30. 12:30. That was Mincha. They say, yes. Tani Seinu. I, Mishra Brewer, said, Satak, don't say Tani Seinu. What's wrong? They say, but why? He didn't fast the whole day. What's the answer?
That's right now.
He did fast the whole day. What did the wedding do? It changed the day. Right. The day of the Tanis. Now it's Shiva Samea Mishta. It changed the day. It's Mashlin. You got that? So over here also, you know, Kabul Shabbos, the day has been modified. You got me? You understand me? So therefore, the many, many sheets that hold, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos tonight. You're allowed to eat. Why? I, You have to fast the whole day, and then that's the day. The day is changed by the Chalos Shabbos. That's the whole day. As I state in Ritva and Erevin, and Miri Zeo Ashlamasai. That's the whole, the Chosanos for sure. The Minig Olam is that the Chosan says regular Aneinu, and doesn't skip any words, even though he's eating 4 o'clock. But that's his day. Now, pay attention, I'm saying now over here. The fact you have to fast till Tzitzki Chavim, in general, is the Gemara in Tainus. Listen to me. It says, Kol Tainus Shloi Shokol of Chama, Lav Tainus, if a Shokol of Chama. What's the translation of Shokol of Chama? You just had it a few weeks ago regarding something else. What am I talking about? What is it a few weeks ago? Shokol Chama. Regarding what? Regarding what's a Shokol Chama a few weeks ago?
Hanukkah.
It's a Chama. Now pay attention now. Tosfos says in Gan Shas, when it says Shokol Chama, what does it mean? According to Tosfos, what's Shokol Lav Dafka, Elamai? Says, that's why Shulchan Aruch says the light Chanukah left when after says Kechavim. More, I'd more say Shkias Hachama. So he says, love Dafka Shkias Hachama. What does it mean? Means says Kechavim. The Rambam sheet and the Gra, famous Gra. What's their translation? Shkias Hachama. Shkias Hachama, right? Shkias Hachama. Chanukah is after Shkia, not Saints. Correct. My father would say, what's his milling and rotten? Say so shkia. Yes, Gali, say so shkia. What's rotten milling? Neither. The mishtat to be pretty. You have to say that. That's showing, yeah. Correct. Anyway, so shkia sahama, the Ramba means, and Gro means shkia. So the kindness has to be to shkia? What does it mean? Tell Shkia. If you light candles by Shkia, you can eat today after Shkia. You hear that? You see, I'm shocking you. Let me read the Och HaShulchan. Och HaShulchan. Not just today, which they have another heter, Shabbos. And Shabbos changed it. That's one heter. Second heter now. What's the second heter? You have Och HaShulchan. Let me see it. Mm-hmm. That all Tanaisim are overwhelmed with Shkia. Moshe Shkia. Tosfos says love Dafka Shkia. But you don't go with Tosfos. You like with Shkia. Here's the Och HaShulchan. Tov Kuf Samach Beis. The second heter is not based on Shabbos. It's based even during the week. You ever heard of this, huh? You heard it now. Tov Kuf Samach Beis. Och HaShulchan. Here. Tov Kuf Samach Beis. Here, Sif Kotni Tess. Yeah. Neon is lighting. Listen. The son of Halabisano, Ela, Lasanois. Rock ad. Do you see the words over here? You can see it? No? Ad Ben Ashmoshois. Amas Nichanois, sorry. Go on, Grokos of Cain. Hear that? Hear that? The Mor says, Kol Tainus Nid Shkia. That's Mor says. Hear that? The Mor says, Shkia does not mean Shkia, it means Siski Chavim. That's a Tosfos. When is your father light, Josh? comes from work late, huh? It's my time. 8:30. My wife comes from work. Shame. Okay, but let's say the guys who the Kol guys, what do they? It's a say so it's a shkia. When do they light? Toma, when do they light?
Shkia.
So when Gemara says shkia, not lav dafka. You got it, Jack? Yeah, you always say not lav dafka. Shkia means shkia. Same thing depends on how long it's nearest. Same thing depends whenever it says shkia. In Shas, Tosfos always has a Tosfos about this. It means tzitzki chorin. Correct. Shane Kane. Rambam! It's a literalist. Yeah? Always everything like that. Literal. What does shkia mean? Shkia. Chanukah is when? Shkia. Okay. So Tanis says shkia. Yeah, you got it? What was the first heter? Even before Shkia, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. That was even before Shkia. Right. So you say it's a kula. Not so simple. I'll tell you why. Because not so simple. I'll tell you why. The first tiltzeis. Whoa, you're playing with fire. Which fire? Gehenna. Why? You fast tonight till it says, what's the problem?
Fasting on Shabbos.
You're fasting on Shabbos. Hear that. Not so simple. You're fasting on Shabbos. And the Mordechai brings down Rishonim with very makbid to eat before Shkia. You have to come over Shabbos. Hear that? Because you mach me and say, no, it's not going to help. You can't shorten the day. You can shorten the day of a chosen, because the day is not defined. You hear that? A chosen can change his day. But a servant tavis is a date. You can't shorten that, okay? You hold like that, then you're fasting a minute on Shabbos. That would depend. Are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. What does that mean? What's the word? You're not allowed to what? What's the next word? Fast. What does the word fast mean? Yosef, what's fast mean? Two shots in the word fast.
Not eat or drink?
That's one. But not make the day for a fast.
It's a vigilant einag.
Right. No, you don't hear the word. You can't make the day for a fast. If you just encroach into the few minutes, you're not making the day for a fast. That's okay. You can't make the day for a time. That's the avera. Or no. There's another tzad. What's the day of Shabbos? It's pshat every 25 hours, every minute. It's not Shabbos. Together, Shabbos. So if you fast 1 minute, you're not fasting on Shabbos. Or no. Shabbos is how many minutes in the 25 hours? 25 and 60? Hear that? Right? 15,000 minutes? 15,000 Shabbos. So if you fast 1 minute, you machal Shabbos. You're making the 1 minute for a fast. Hear that? So you can't do, not so simple. Right. You hear that? Not so simple. So, but anyway, I'm not telling what your minute should be, but however, it's highly acceptable to what? To eat after Shkia for sure. You have a Sveitz Faker. First of all, what do the Rosh Hashulchan say about every Tainus? Shkia! Right. What does Shkia mean? Not safe. Shkia! It's every Tainus. And tonight especially, you Makabu Shabbos. You don't want to go into Shabbos. I have to be Mashlim. Most have to be Mashlim. That's Hashlomo. Like a chosin. A chosin is a shlomo. When is his first day over? When? No. When he gets married, becomes a yomtiv. Becomes a yomtiv, even 4 o'clock. Right. You modify the day. Kabbalah Shabbos ends the day off in a thing. So anyway, Anybody eat Sefer Shkia today? Kol Kavod? Right. He's eating. He's eating. French fries? I'll give him the ketchup. Okay. How about the parsha over here? Very dramatic parsha over here. A Yigash El of Yehuda. Yes?
What's the shot? What about according to the Abu Shram that says that we, if Asar Bateves falls out on Shabbos, we would fast. So what would be the problem?
I explained that beginning of share because there's no day to put it on to. Every time there's another day to put it on to. For example, Tisha B'Av, Asiri B'Av, big deal. Shavuos B'Tammuz, Ben Amtzarim. Tanya Seska, it's other. Here you have no place where to put it. So you have to fast on Shabbos. Nothing. Anyway, you have a dramatic story over here that Yehuda came. He came ready to kill. You know that? Yehuda came to kill Yosef. You know that? Came to kill him. If you don't let him go, Moshe Nefesh wouldn't stop. But the Medrash explains the whole thing differently. There's a Medrash on the Parsha. Listen to the Medrash. Gracious Rabbo, we say in Shir Shoyoim, Ki Hinei Hamlochim Noyadu Ovu Yachtov. Himro Ketamo Nevhalu Nechpozu. So he says, the Medrash says, Amlochim noyedu avu yachtov, the Yehuda v'Yosef, avu yachtov, then a smiley ever al zeh, and a smiley ever al zeh. Him wrote, Shvatim kitamohu. Right. He said, Ashvatim amru, Malochim is dainim elum elu, onu ma ich baslonu, Yoel melech is dainim melech. He says over here, it wasn't just fighting over Binyamin. They were fighting over the kingship of Klal Yisrael. You hear that? Yehuda and Yosef were fighting over the kingship. Throughout the generations, we had two kings. Who's the first king? Who's the first king?
Moshe.
No, that's father's official king. Shaul.
Oh.
Where's Shaul? Which shaver is he from? No,
Binyamin.
That's Rachel, right? Shaul HaMelech. David was from where? Yehuda. You had Shlomo HaMelech. Then you had Rehoboam from Ephraim, right? From Ephraim. Yosef and Yehuda were fighting for the Malchus. Who should be the Melech? HaMelech Timoch, but Aleinu. They were fighting. Who should be the Melech? Yosef or Yehuda? Who did Jacob choose? Who did Jacob choose?
Yehuda.
Rachel and Yosef. When Mashiach is going to come,
yes.
Where is Mashiach from? Mashiach ben David. In Kabbalah, said to be another Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef. You heard of it. Right. Throughout the generations, they are fighting. Who should say? Yaakov wanted Yosef. He wanted Yosef a tzaddik. Who did Hashem pick? Who did Hashem pick? Yehuda. And here's the final showdown over here. We got Shel of Yehuda. So the Shvatim said, what's my business? I'm not involved. Let them fight it out. Who should be the king? And then who gave up? Who gave up? Yochel, Yosef, Vesapek, he gave up, and Yehuda won. That is a machlokes. Who should be the king? Right. Now, what's involved in that? What is each one selling you? Who should be the king? What is Yosef? What was Yosef's quality? Special quality? What additional title does Yosef have? No, Yosef?
Tzaddik.
How what?
Tzaddik.
Tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, they say. Wasn't nichshol in anything. Also chesed. He supported the whole world. He saved the whole world, right? Chesed, tzaddik. Yosef was a tzaddik. You got to learn also. It's kunim. And I learned too. Right. What did Yehuda symbolize? We have in the parasha. It's Yehuda Sholach, no? Lahoris Lafana Vilma Sloy base. Base what? Base? A Talmud. Oh, Dovra Melech. Aloha Shamoisi Homokoin. What was he? What was Yehuda? Based on Talmud, what I learned. Based on Talmud. Right. Right. They learned one blood a whole year. He learned Egla Rufa for 20, how many years? One Suya. Big fetcher. Right. Yehuda was a Lamdin. So whose verse is who? No, who versus who over here? The Lamdin should be the boss, should be the king, or the Tadik. Right. Who should be the boss? Right. Question over here. You have in the yeshiva, the bacha, in the summertime he goes to Camp Simcha and made every cancer patient cured him and everybody's from, all the parents he made from. He has 2,000 people he made from. Right. This is how to learn too. You have another boy. Didn't make anybody from that interested. They told him, go across the street, talk to the guy. I'm learning now, right? He says, Chabur is Thursday night, better than the other guy. Who's Hoshava? Who's Hoshava? Machlok said, Yaakov and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov wanted Yosef. Right. Yaakov wanted Yosef. Who are Tzadik? Who are Mashbir? Right. Correct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yehuda Shlohoros Lafonov. Right. I who is Nechshal be the Tshuva. Correct. It's Chazal say. Horos Tshuva. Correct. Not interested. Yehuda is a big Alamdin over here. Right. He's a big Alamdin. So therefore, that was a Shiloh over here. You're fighting over the, who should be the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Correct. That's Chassidim and Mesnagdim. See them pick who should be the leader. See them. Who? The Rebbe, the Tzaddik. Correct. Rebbe the Tzaddik. We learned that. It learns a little bit, doesn't it? The Tzaddik. And Mesnagdim picked the Lamdin over here. Got the Lamdin over here. And that is the Machlokes over here. It then became, but Mesnagdim itself became a Machlokes. Who's the boss of the yeshiva? I'm getting the politics now over here. Anyway, Sean? Hear that? The Lamdin or the Tzaddik. Correct. That is the issue over here. That was why the Vilna Goyim put the Chassidim in Chayrim. That's exactly why. Because they picked the Tzaddik over the Lamdin. That? And that was the big issue. So that was Yaakov Avinu. He held Yosef is a tzaddik. And he, Yosef a tzaddik. Yosef a tzaddik. He was not nichshol. He was only been so fantastic. Yehuda, somehow, we don't understand it. Nichshol was Tamar. Right? So what? But he was a bigger... Who did Yaakov choose to build the yeshiva for him? It wasn't just raising the money. It was the derech and learning, the mahalach is with Yehuda Sholach Laharis Lafonov, who lived in the base of Talmud. I just want to finish one interesting thing over here. Yeah. There's a big question. The Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Malachim, hear that? That love the Raisa, the golden Mitzrayim. You know that. Love the Raisa. So the question is, right. The question is, Many Rishonim went to Mitzrayim. Rambam went to say it was an onus. The king forced them of Mitzrayim. Radvaz writes that he himself was in Mitzrayim. Correct. He himself was in Mitzrayim. So Issadaraisa, how's that be in Mitzrayim? Radvaz himself. Right, what's his heter? Let me get the Rambam, Radvaz, 1 second. Radvaz was in the Mitzrayim. At the love that I saw. How's that be in the Mitzrayim? So yes, Akash, Radvaz on himself. This is something fascinating. He says, how do I go Mitzrayim over here? So he says, Gamani, listen to this. Perkei Moloch, Moloch Hei. Gamani. And the Rami says, Tikch Rabbeinu, how do I go Mitzrayim? Onus Hoyo. He was the doctor. It would kill him if he wouldn't. He was the doctor of the Shah, Mitzrayim. The Rambam, Gamani, Sejafti, Zman Ruba, Rumi Torah, Lalamdo, or Kavati Shvam Yeshiva. I made a yeshiva. Ki I gavna mutar, Rishuv Bosi Rishalayim. Why is that? You hear that? If you make a yeshiva, you let it live in Mitzrayim. What's that? So the Territid Ram himself says, the Isser is he beyad goyim, my Sam who call him. You used to be called Rosses. To my Sarah's Mitzrayim. You can't live in Mitzrayim because of the people there. They are schmutz. That's why you can't live in Mitzrayim. Oh, so Radvaz, if you make a yeshiva, you hear that? So then, protected from the schmutz, my Sarah's Mitzrayim, you're allowed to live in Mitzrayim. Kivati Shem Yeshiva. Right. So that's the pshat, by the way, why he sent Yehuda to make a yeshiva. Yaakov wants to avoid the Avera living in Mitzrayim and make a yeshiva and there's no Avera. Why? Because then it's not my Sarah's Mitzrayim. You have a yeshivas in, who's from Los Angeles? You know Los Angeles? It's also a filthy city. You have a yeshiva, a kollel, right? That's what I said. I made a yeshiva and it's mutter. That's why he sent Judas to make a yeshiva. It's Eretz Mitzrayim. Anyway, so that is Yehuda. The Lamdin is Yehuda and the Tzaddik was Yosef and the Paskin, Mashiach, and they come from Yehuda. From, right. Dovid HaMelech was Chachmi HaMesoro. That's either he wants, but not so simple. Throughout the generations, you have Malchi Yisrael were from Ephraim, Malchi is from Ephraim. As a matter of fact, I'll show you the next Yom Tov. Who's the king of the next Yom Tov? Gadi, who's the king of the next Yom Tov we have? What's the next Yom Tov coming up?
The Shverish.
Purim, right? Who's the Jewish king in Purim?
Mordechai.
Mordechai and Esther, right? Esther Malka, not just above my Esther Malka. Where did she come from? Binyamin. Yehuda or Yosef? Binyamin, right? Ishimini, Binyamin, that's Rachel, right? That's Rachel, correct? That's a give and take all the time between Chassidim and Mesnagdim and her. I remember. I remember, I'm finishing now. I remember my father's davening in Ger Shtivl. They learned a lot, Ger, not today's Ger, the old Ger. And he's buried with them. As a matter of fact, he bought Karka with Ger of Esayalom. I'll tell you about some other time anyway. So there was a Kiddush, and my father, a little boy, my father's holding my hand, and it's an old chassid. My father asked them, they had a man there, I don't know if you heard the name, Menachem Zemba. Menachem Zemba was a Ger chassid, such a goyin, unbelievable. He was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto. Unbelievable. Mamish, she's like a Chaim Oizer by us. Call her Torah. Left over Ksavim. They lost it. Perished in Gantz Yerushalm. Unbelievable. Nach Mezemba. So my father is holding my hand and he asked his chassid if he remembers Menach Mezemba. I said, sure. He was very short. I remember pushing him under the table on the way to get Shirayim from the Ger Rebbe. I pushed him under the table. My father said, suddenly, his grip on my hand nearly broke every bone in my hand. To control himself, he had to squeeze hard. And he was holding my hand. So he nearly broke my bones in my hand from trying to control himself from hitting that chassid. Said, sure, I remember him. I pushed him under the table on the way to get the shrine from the Ger Rebbe. You hear that? So anyway, obviously I'm not a Ger Chassid. So that is the Chassidim and Misnagdim over there. Right. Yosef HaTzadik. Yehuda. Well, Horus Lefanov. Yeah, Horus Lefanov. I'll just tell you a short story. Yeah. I walked into this farm store. I haven't been there for 8 months. In Mizrachim, I'll get the vaccine. Sperm store, Girsa. My son, Shmuley, became son-in-law by Pinsky family. Well, you heard of El Lapian? He was in England, El Lapian? That family, yeah? So the owner of the store is a Gera Chassid. Oh, Mazel Tov, I heard you got into Yichus. Oh, I got into Yichus. Why? The girl is Rabbi Pian's granddaughter. I got into Yichus. So what do you mean? I said, don't you know? This Rabbi Pian walked as a young man to the Tzfas Emes, who stood up for him. Stood up for him. So all the chassidim, why are you standing up for him? What is this young man, Gil Eliyahu? He talks to Eliyahu Hanavi, you hear that? How am I not going to stand up for him? He went to Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Gil Yoho? So he says, I did not know the Sfasemis is so big. He even knows who has other people have Gil Yoho. Gil Yoho. Rabbi Lapian, famous. Rabbi Yoho. So I said to the owner of the store, my father had Gil Naftali Trump. He learned 15 years of Naftali Trump. There's 10 guys in Briscoe over there. They're looking at me like I said, what's Hoshavah? Gil Eliyahu or Gil Naftali Trop? They all said, Gil Eliyahu. I said, what are you doing in Brisk? Go to Vizhnitz. You belong in Vizhnitz, you belong. You don't belong in Brisk, you belong in Vizhnitz. Okay. You heard the win, not Yosef. Okay.